Y'all, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming.
While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino.
I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Midnight has passed, and in the stillness of these hours, the hauntings are never silent. This is Real Ghost Stories Online. After midnight.
She liked living alone. After years of roommates, having an apartment that was completely her own felt like a luxury. She knew where everything belonged, and more importantly, she knew it would still be there when she came home. There was no wondering who had borrowed a coffee mug or moved her keys or left a cabinet standing open. If something was out of place, it was because she had put it there. That quiet sense of order was one of the things she appreciated most about living on her own. The apartment itself wasn't remarkable. It was part of an older complex on the edge of town, close enough to work that she could be home in 15 minutes, if traffic cooperated. The appliances had seen better days, the floors creaked in a few places, and the windows always seemed to collect dust no matter how often she cleaned them. But it was comfortable. Friends came over for dinner from time to time, her parents lived nearby, and weekends were usually spent catching up with people or getting out of town for the day. Home was simply the place where she could unwind before doing it all again the next morning. The first strange thing happened on an ordinary Tuesday evening. She came home carrying groceries and nearly bumped into one of the dining room chairs. It had been pulled several inches away from the table. She stopped long enough to notice it before pushing it back into place, assuming she had simply forgotten to slide it in before leaving that morning. It wasn't impossible. Everyone overlooked little things now and then, and by the time dinner was finished, she had forgotten all about it. A week later, she noticed the legal pad she kept on the kitchen counter lying open. She used it constantly for grocery lists, reminders, and little notes to herself, and she always folded the cover underneath so the current page stayed on top. This time, several pages had been flipped back as though someone had thumbed through them. She stood there for a moment, trying to remember whether she had left it that way before work. Maybe she had. Maybe the air conditioner had caught the pages just right. Neither explanation completely satisfied her, but both made more sense than the alternative. So she closed the pad, made dinner, and let it go. The little things continued over the following weeks. A cabinet door she was certain she had closed would be standing open when she got home. A coffee mug she remembered leaving beside the sink would somehow be inside it. A blanket folded neatly across the arm of the couch would be draped over the cushions instead. None of it would have meant anything if someone else had been living there. But she lived alone. There wasn't another person who could quietly explain away the small changes, and that was what slowly began to bother her. At first, she blamed herself. Work had been busy, and maybe she was simply distracted. She made a point of paying closer attention before leaving every morning, mentally noting where she left things before locking the front door. When that didn't help, she called the apartment office and asked whether maintenance had entered her apartment while she was at work. She almost apologized before asking because the question sounded strange even to her. The manager checked the records and assured her no one had been inside. There hadn't been an inspection, no repairs had been scheduled, and no employee had unlocked her door. She thanked the manager, hung up the phone, and realized she actually felt worse. That had been the explanation she wanted. Instead, she spent the next several days noticing every little thing around her apartment. Before leaving for work, she found herself taking one last look through each room, making sure the kitchen chairs were pushed in, the cabinet doors were closed, and everything looked exactly as it should. When she came home, she unconsciously checked those same things before she even took off her shoes. Most evenings, nothing had changed, but every so often, one small detail would be different. And those were the nights she found herself lying awake, wondering whether someone had somehow been inside while she was gone. The thought crossed her mind more than once that she should call the police, but every time she imagined making that phone call, she talked herself out of it. What could she honestly report? No one had forced a door or window, nothing had been stolen, nothing had been vandalized. She couldn't very well ask an officer to investigate because a chair had moved or a cabinet had been left open. She was afraid they'd think she was wasting their time, and instead, she came up with another idea. The next morning, before leaving for work, she used her phone to photograph each room. She wasn't trying to prove anything paranormal. She simply wanted to settle the question that had been nagging at her for weeks. If she came home and thought something looked different, she would have something better than her memory to compare it against. For several days, every photograph matched exactly what she found when she got home, and she almost felt foolish for ever doubting herself. Then, late one Thursday afternoon, she unlocked her apartment, dropped her purse on the kitchen counter, and opened the photographs almost without thinking. The kitchen looked exactly the way she had left it. The living room did, too. She scrolled to the final picture, the one she had taken looking down the hallway toward her bedroom. Every morning, she left the bedroom door halfway open. It was a habit she had never really thought about until she started taking the photographs. Now it was nearly closed. She looked from the picture to the hallway and back again, hoping she had simply remembered it wrong. She hadn't. For the first time since the strange little changes had begun, she stopped wondering whether she was becoming forgetful. For the first time, she became convinced someone had been inside her apartment. She spent the next week trying to convince herself she was overreacting. The photographs had proven something was changing, but they hadn't proven someone was inside the apartment. She found herself searching for explanations that made sense. Maybe the bedroom door didn't latch as tightly as she thought it did. Maybe the air conditioner created just enough pressure to move it. Maybe she had somehow bumped it before leaving for work without realizing it. Every explanation sounded reasonable until she came home and found something else that didn't fit. It quietly became part of her routine. Before leaving every morning, she walked through the apartment one room at a time, straightening the blanket on the couch, pushing the chairs neatly under the table, closing every cabinet door, and taking one last look toward the bedroom before locking the front door. When she came home that evening, she unconsciously repeated the same walk in reverse before she even changed out of her work clothes. Most days, everything was exactly as she'd left it, and those were the days she felt embarrassed for ever letting her imagination get carried away. Then another chair would be turned slightly toward the window, or the notepad would be lying open again, or a cabinet would be standing open for no reason. She could explain. None of it was enough to prove someone had been there, but every little change chipped away at her confidence. One Friday, she stopped by the apartment office on her way home from work. This time, she didn't mention the moved furniture or the changing notepad. Instead, she casually asked whether anyone else in the complex had reported someone getting into their apartment. The manager shook her head and said things had actually been unusually quiet. There had been a few bicycles stolen over the summer, but no break-ins and no reports of suspicious activity. Before she left, the manager suggested changing the locks anyway. It might not solve anything, she said, but at least it would give her some peace of mind. The lock was replaced the following Monday while she was at work. When she came home that evening, she actually smiled as she unlocked the new deadbolt, convinced she had finally put the whole thing behind her. The apartment looked exactly the way she left it that morning, and for the first time in weeks, she slept through the entire night without waking up to every sound outside. The feeling lasted less than 4 days. Thursday afternoon, she unlocked the front door, walked into the kitchen, and immediately saw one of the upper cabinets standing open. She didn't even bother comparing it to the photographs on her phone. She knew she hadn't left it that way. Instead, she searched the apartment from one end to the other, opening closets, checking behind the shower curtain, looking under the bed, and peering out onto the patio. Every window was locked. The patio door was still secured. The new deadbolt showed no sign that anyone had tampered with it. The apartment was completely empty. That evening was the first time she seriously considered moving. Not because she believed the apartment was haunted, but because she no longer trusted it. She hated the person she was becoming. Every unexpected sound made her stop and listen. Footsteps outside sent her to the peephole. She found herself checking the locks more than once before bed and leaving lights on in rooms she wasn't using simply because the apartment no longer felt as comfortable as it once had. The following weekend, she decided she needed a better answer than photographs. She drove to an electronics store and bought two inexpensive motion-activated security cameras. One covered the front door while the other looked across the living room toward the hallway leading to the bedroom and kitchen. If someone was really entering her apartment while she was gone, this would settle it once and for all. She spent Saturday afternoon installing the cameras and testing them from every angle before leaving to meet friends for dinner. For the first time in weeks, she managed to relax. She laughed, stayed out longer than she intended, and hardly thought about the apartment at all. By the time she got home, she was almost convinced the cameras would prove she'd been imagining the whole thing. Nothing looked unusual when she walked inside. She still opened the camera app before getting ready for bed. The recording from the front door showed exactly what she expected. No one entered. No one stood outside. Nothing happened. She watched the hallway camera next, fast-forwarding through hours of empty rooms, until she reached the point where she had returned home. Again. Nothing. She leaned back on the couch and let out a long breath she hadn't realized she'd been holding. Whatever had been happening, it wasn't someone sneaking into the apartment while she was gone. She had almost convinced herself that she could finally stop worrying when something caught her eye in the kitchen. One of the cabinet doors was standing open. She was certain it had been closed when she walked in only a few minutes earlier. Without taking her eyes off the kitchen, she picked up her phone, backed up the recording by less than 5 minutes, and watched the empty apartment once more. The cabinet door remained closed for several seconds, then slowly enough that she almost missed it. It opened by itself. She watched the recording until she knew it by heart. The apartment remained empty the entire time she was gone. No one came through the front door. No one appeared in the hallway. The camera never captured so much as a shadow crossing the room. Yet somehow the cabinet door still opened. She replayed those few seconds over and over, slowing them down each time, convinced she had missed something. Every viewing ended exactly the same way. The cabinet was closed, the image skipped almost imperceptibly, and when the picture settled again, the cabinet was standing open. For the first time since the strange little things had started happening, she stopped looking for practical explanations. She had spent weeks convincing herself she was tired, distracted, or simply becoming forgetful. Then she convinced herself someone was getting into the apartment while she was at work. Now both of those explanations had collapsed, leaving her with one she wasn't willing to say out loud. She called in sick the following morning, not because she felt ill, but because she wanted to spend an entire day inside the apartment. If whatever was happening only took place while she was gone, she wanted to know that. If it happened while she was there, she wanted to see it with her own eyes. She made coffee, turned on the television, more for company than entertainment, and spent the day reading, cleaning, and finding little excuses to walk from one room to another. Every hour that passed without incident made the apartment seem a little more ordinary, and by late afternoon she began wondering if she had let weeks of anxiety convince her that something impossible had happened. The only time she left was to carry a bag of trash to the dumpster behind the building. She was gone only a few minutes. When she came back inside, she locked the door, set the empty trash can beside the pantry, and immediately noticed the blanket on the couch. Before leaving, she had folded it neatly across the armrest. Now it was spread across the cushions as though someone had been sitting there watching television while she was gone. She didn't panic this time. She simply stood there looking at it, feeling more exhausted than frightened, before searching the apartment one more time. The search took less than 5 minutes because she already knew what she was going to find. Every closet was empty. The bathroom was empty. The bedroom was empty. The windows were still locked, and the patio door hadn't been disturbed. There wasn't the slightest indication another person had been inside. Even so, she couldn't bring herself to unfold the blanket. She left it exactly where it was until later that evening when she sat down to review the camera footage again. The front door camera showed her leaving with the trash and returning a few minutes later. No one entered while she was gone. The second camera showed the living room sitting perfectly still. She watched the recording once, then again, then backed it up and played it a third time. The blanket rested across the arm of the couch exactly where she remembered leaving it. Then the recording skipped so briefly she almost questioned whether it had happened at all. When the picture cleared, the blanket was lying across the cushions. There was no movement between those two moments. It was simply different. She didn't watch the recording again. Instead, she closed the laptop and sat in silence for a long time, realizing she had reached the point where proving something was happening no longer mattered. Whatever was in that apartment wasn't something she could explain, and she no longer wanted to be there trying to figure it out. The apartment had slowly taken something from her over the previous several months. It wasn't her sleep or her peace of mind, although it had certainly affected both. It had taken away the simple comfort of coming home. Every evening had become an inspection. Every room had become another place to look for evidence that something had changed while she was away. She gave notice the following week. Breaking the lease cost her more than she wanted to spend, but by then the money didn't matter. Friends came over on weekends to help pack boxes, and with each trip to her new apartment, the old one became less familiar. The strange little changes continued while she packed, although she eventually stopped reacting to them. A chair would be turned slightly away from the table. A cabinet would be standing open after she'd been working in another room. Once she found a book lying on the coffee table that she was certain she had already packed away. None of it startled her anymore. She would quietly put things back where they belonged and continue filling another box. On her last afternoon there, the apartment echoed with the emptiness that comes after everything has been moved out. She walked through each room one final time, checking closets and cabinets to make sure she hadn't forgotten anything. When she reached the front door, she stopped and looked back across the living room. Only then did she realize how completely her feelings about the place had changed. It had once been the first home that truly felt like hers. Somewhere along the way, it had become a place where she never completely relaxed, never completely felt alone, and never completely felt safe. She locked the door, slipped the key into the office drop box, and drove away. That was years ago. She has lived in other places since then, including the house she owns now, and nothing like it has ever happened again. She still likes living by herself, and eventually she stopped checking the locks twice before bed or wondering whether something would be different when she got home from work. Every now and then, she'll straighten a chair before leaving the house or fold a blanket neatly across the couch without giving it much thought. Hours later, she'll come home to find everything exactly where she left it. Those ordinary moments still make her smile. Not because she has forgotten that apartment, because she never has.
Want more real ghost stories? Then press subscribe now so you don't miss any of the multiple new ghost stories we drop for you every day. Only here at Real Ghost Stories Online.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk. Still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.